You're listening to Youth Radio's Audio Pen Pals. This is a collaboration between WFHB's Youth Radio in Bloomington, Indiana, and KDNK's Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, or AZYEP, in Carbondale, Colorado. Participants from both programs were paired up to share their experiences and ask questions about each other. Now, you'll hear a series of four audio pen pal messages. Today's episode features Lee from Youth Radio and Jem from AZYEP.
Hey there, DJ Lee. This is Jem Badgett coming all the way from Colorado. I am an intern with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and I'm just recording this little message here because you're my radio pen pal. Yeah, I got a couple questions here for you written down. Number one, of course, what's life like all the way down south in Indiana in the bayou? And then second, I mean, like, what are you into? Like, what's your music? I know I've heard a bit you were into Sonic Youth and that kind of thing, and I dig that. But, like, that's just, like, one band that I heard you're into. So maybe get a little picture for what kind of music you listen to on a daily basis, what you're playing on your shows. Do you play any instruments? That's another big one. I myself play the guitar and I drum for a band, and I also play the bass guitar. Can't wait to get to know more about you. Send some questions headed my way. Can't wait to get to know you. Ask me whatever you want, dude. See you on the Creature Trail.
Hey, Jem. This is Lee. I've recently rebranded to DJ Sir Pixie, though. One of my questions was, I was wondering if you have a DJ name, since you didn't really give that, or if you just go by DJ Jem or whatever. To answer your question about Indiana, it's kind of boring here, but Bloomington's cool, I guess. And I was also wondering if you, like, know anything about Indiana, if there's, like, anything you've heard. Personally, I don't know anything about Colorado except for, like, South Park takes place there. And to answer your question about my music, besides Sonic Youth, for tonight, for reference, I'm playing Mad Season and Mudhoney and Love Battery. What kind of music do you usually play on the radio? And I was also wondering how you got into DJing. For me, I just saw a random flyer for WFHB's Youth Radio in, like, 2023, and I've been DJing ever since. I also host a podcast called Uncovered, where me and my friend talk about cover songs and compare them to their originals. I play guitar and, like, basically every instrument. I don't know. I dabble in a little bit of everything, but guitar is, like, my primary. I like to write songs sometimes, and I never finish them. And I was also wondering how long you've been playing music. And yeah, that's about it. See you on the flip side. Sincerely, Lee, aka DJ Sir Pixie.
Hey, Lee. First of all, I'd love to start off with just saying I dig the sound of Mad Season. I don't think I've ever actually met someone who has heard of Mad Season, so that's really cool. Mudhoney, too. Yeah, to me, it just sounds like you're on that sub pop grind over there. I respect it. As for my DJ name, I've been going by The Cool Cat since probably I started, which was in third or fourth grade, so 2018, 2019 probably. That's when I started DJing. So yeah, that's a bit of my backstory. I started playing music when I started playing guitar, which was in 2019. Well, I got the guitar from one of my mom's friends, and that's still my primary guitar. I didn't have an amp, though, so then I ended up getting an amp off of this couple in the middle of the New Mexico desert. Guitar, I kind of plateaued after about a year of starting learning it. It wasn't really my joy, you know? Like, I like playing country stuff and that sort of thing. Last year, I started drumming, and since then, I've been in three bands. First one kind of fell apart because the singer and his brother quit. But then second one just fell apart, because then the guitarist quit. And then third one, I got that guitarist back and the singer from the last one. The singer plays bass now, and I'm doing an outfit called the Halfsies with them, playing punk rock. That's kind of what's going on over here. I guess the last thing I'd say to wrap it up, well, a couple things before I wrap it up is, number one, I'm glad you like Indiana. I mean, I think everyone thinks their home state is boring, you know. I love Colorado, though. It's really great. Watch the South Park episode Aspen, and that's literally it. That's exactly the most accurate representation of where we are that you can probably find in the multimedia. As for what I do around here, love to skate, snowboard, that kind of thing. I was wondering what you guys do for fun out there in Indiana. And then as for what I play on my radio show, it's just all depending on what I'm going for. You know, sometimes I lean into the sort of quieter alternative stuff, like Elliott Smith, that kind of thing. That's always fun. Really love bluegrass. That's always been fun for me. I'd say that definitely the main categories would be like softer, calming stuff, bluegrass, just straight country, punk rock, heavy doom metal. I love doom metal. Or even just the Melvins, that kind of thing. Last show, I played all whale noises, space ambience, didgeridoo noises, and oh man, that was a great show. If you can find it, I mean, but it was definitely some of my best work. Yeah, that's what we do around here. Good talking with you. Sorry about all the ums. I don't think I'm gonna cut them out. Peace and love.
That's all for this exchange between Lee and Jem. Tune in to WFHB or KDNK to hear more Audio Pen Pal messages.